This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. This past week, October 31st, was not only Halloween, but it was the 500th year celebration of the start of the Protestant Reformation. On 31st October 1517, a German monk nailed a notice to the door of his local church. Europe was never the same again. The German monk was, of course, Martin Luther, and his piece of paper contained the famous 95 Theses, which kickstarted the European Reformation. Luther's intense study of the Bible was partly influenced by the humanist movement of the day. This called for a return to the sources. The Latin is ad fontes, literally to the fountains. Of classical Greek and Latin literature, Luther began to see how that drive back to the sources, ad fontes, might be applied to the Bible. He recognized the need to examine the scriptures from the original Hebrew and Greek texts to discover their true meaning. Well, if you can study the Bible in the original language, that's wonderful, but you don't have to have a working knowledge of Greek and Hebrew to appreciate and understand the Bible. We have many excellent translations of the Bible and other sources that point us to the meaning of the Hebrew and Greek, the languages of the Bible. My challenge for you today is simply to get back to it. Ad fontes. That's my challenge. Ad fontes. Get back to the source for understanding life, its meaning, its purpose, where you're going, how to get along with others. I mean, it's all there in the Bible. Ad fontes. To the fountain. Return to the source, and you'll find it in the scriptures. A drifter came by our church today. He wanted to ride to Wendy's to get something to eat. It was pouring down rain. I noticed his hair was wet. It was long and messy. His face was unshaven. His clothes were wet as well. I mean, he was rumpled and worn. And so I gave him a ride to Wendy's and visited with him along the way. He didn't talk much, only to say where he was hoping to go, what town he was trying to get a ride to, and he wasn't going to see anyone in particular at any of those places. He was just alienated from his family, apparently was completely alone in the world. He was a classic drifter, no purpose, no real direction. When I talked to him about Jesus Christ, he told me he had accepted Christ when he was 21 years old. That would have been over 40 years ago now. He admitted to me that although he had accepted Christ those many years ago, he had never grown. He said, "I accepted Christ, I was baptized, but I never got into the Bible. I never read the Bible really that much." And that, he said, was what he believed opened him to a lifestyle that led to the place ultimately where he was today when I picked him up and gave him a ride and he's homeless. I mean, the guy was willing to admit he was responsible for what he didn't do. Well, we have a responsibility to read the Bible. Ad fontes, get back to the source. How to do it? Here's my suggestions. Keep it simple. You don't have to check out an armload of books from your local library to study and know how to read the Bible. Just open the Bible and read it. Secondly, have a plan. That will keep you on point, so to speak. I read 5 Psalms a day and 1 chapter from Proverbs. That way I read through those 2 books once every month. That feeds my soul. I have an app on my phone for McChain's, it's M'Cheyne, McChain's Bible Reading Plan. It'll take you through the whole Bible in a year, plus Psalms twice and the New Testament twice. And it's good to focus at some point on a unit of Scripture, like the Sermon on the Mount or Romans chapter 8, and then to go deeper with those, and even to go really, to really have it in your heart, memorize it. Memorize sections of Scripture. I recommend buying a good study Bible, by the way, like the English Standard Version or the Holman Christian Standard Study Bible. Okay, you might be thinking that's pretty hardcore. And you're a preacher and you have to do that. Well, I'm a preacher, but I don't have to do that. I get to do that. And you know what? I miss it when I don't. But you take your life where it is, with the situation you're in, and then adapt a plan to your life. I mean, look on the internet. There are plans for reading through the Bible in 3 or 4 years, so you don't have to do everything And it's not the amount, it's that you take it in. And that brings me to this. Be consistent. Hold yourself accountable. Make the reading of the scriptures a daily practice. And one last recommendation, don't just read it to try to march through it, but read it slowly enough to pray through it. Take the Bible and turn what you read into a prayer, like, Lord, teach me what you want to know from what I'm reading. And it's easy to do that with the book of Psalms because it's like a prayer book or a song book. And if you don't know what to pray or how to say it, just go to the Psalms. Make the words there your words. And if you'll do that, I guarantee you it will change your lives. The scriptures will take you to Jesus. I like the story of the two men who were called on to recite the 23rd Psalm. One was an actor trained in speech technique and drama. He repeated the 23rd Psalm with perfect diction and elocution. It was a dramatic presentation. The audience applauded when he had finished. And the other man was an older gentleman. Very simple. He stood up and he repeated the psalm. When he had finished, there was a hush in the people that were listening. They sat in silence, in quiet devotion and awe. The actor arose and explained the difference. He said, the difference between what you just heard from this elderly gentleman and what you heard from me is this. I know the psalm. He knows the shepherd. Read the Bible. Don't make it complicated. Just read it. Let it take you to the shepherd. Ad fontes, back to the sources. And join me next week. And in the meantime, you go out and you be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.